Acts chapter 28. And when they were escaped, then they knew the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hanging on his hand, they said amongst themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he has escaped the sea, has yet vengeance, suffering him not to live." But he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. And as they looked, when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a mighty one. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of dysentery, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laid it on us such things as were necessary. And after 3 months we departed in a ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the isle, whose sign was Castor and Pollux. And landing at Syracuse, we stayed there 3 days, and from there we fetched a compass and came to Rhegium. And after 1 day the south wind blew, and we came the next day to Puteoli, where we found brothers, and were desired to stay there with them 7 days, and so we went towards Rome. And from there, when the brothers heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum, and the three taverns, whom, when Paul saw, he thanked Yahweh, and took courage. When we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard, but Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him. And it came to pass that after 3 days Paul called the chief of the Jews together. And when they were come together, he said to them, "Men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people or customs of our fathers, yet was I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, would have let me go, because there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews spoke against it, I was constrained to appeal to Caesar, not that I had anything to accuse my nation of. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you, to see you and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain." And they said to him, "We neither received letters out of Judea concerning you, neither any of the brothers that came showed or spoke any harm of you. But we desire to hear of you what you think, for as concerning this sect we know that it everywhere it is spoken against." And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of Yahweh, persuading them concerning Yeshua, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning until evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not amongst themselves, they left, after Paul had spoken one word. "Well spoke the Holy Spirit by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go to this people and say, Hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore to you that the salvation of Yahweh is sent to the Gentiles, and that they will hear it." And when he had said these things, the Jews left and had great reasoning amongst themselves. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house, and received all that came in to him, preaching the kingdom of Yahweh, and teaching those things which concern the Master Yeshua the Messiah with all confidence, no man forbidding him. End of chapter 28.